NerdErotic.com.
Welcome, travelers, to the fringes of reality, where the strange and mysterious meet, and the thin veil between fact and fiction is torn. Welcome to the Forbidden Frontier.
It's good to be back.
Woo! Let's do our X-ray girl impressions.
I love the speed of my internet. It's actually worse than Canadian internet, which I never thought could happen. But you know,
right there.
I'm not there the eye candy here. Obviously, Garrett is for Zarbu.
Clearly,
and others.
I think we're gonna get some really good screen grabs for memes tonight because of how much she's freezing.
Oh my
so
God.
You're welcome in advance.
It's Gary is uploading yesterday. Footage.
That's what I'm doing.
As we speak. That's what he's doing.
He's attempting. He's attempting.
So today we're going to talk about a little bit of Skinwalker, a little bit of Thunderstorm Generator, a little bit of Cosmic Summit if we go over that.
I think we need to. I'm sorry. I think that should we definitely got it. First and foremost, you guys were at Cosmic Summit last weekend. I watched the whole thing live. Granted, there was two different stages for the first 4 hours, so I kind of bounced back and forth. I definitely watched Luke because his was awesome. I watched a few others. Robert Schock was fantastic. Yeah, that was incredible. Randall was also really good. I watched his classroom. Although, I got to say, there was a lot of times that because I've watched so much Randall, I pretty much knew most of the stuff, right? It was more for him to the new people that don't really understand like the depth of the stuff that he's uncovered and seen and gone around the world. And so it was kind of cool to get like a re-up on Randall information, but it was fantastic to see. And I'm totally jealous of you guys that you got to go and meet
awesome.
some of the greats, man. So tell what do you guys remember most? What stuck out? Obviously you were there for 4 days, right? You got there Friday. And looked like you were hanging out. Tell me some stories.
Well, I'd say the biggest one was watching Robert Schock. You know, I've heard his stuff before, but I've never seen him speak. Like I've seen everybody speak there like multiple times. I think we got some good, weird, new information from both Luke and Ben.
The handbags.
The handbags.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Ben talking about deliberately burying, we've already seen it with Göbekli Tepe, but with the mud bricks, that was the Egyptians' attempt at deliberately burying structures to protect them. His erosion stuff, you know, which we talked about in the video was really interesting. Watching the Malcolm Bendel stuff, and I it was interesting. I can't say I'm convinced at all about anything, but it was interesting.
Same here.
Pressing hard X on this. There are interesting things about it. I wanted to find out if there was anybody debunking it, like actively trying to debunk it and saying, oh, it's all hooey, right? I was actually finding it tough to find people that were debunking it. So that's, I don't know if it's a
dude.
Good for
them.
Well,
there's not a lot of information out, though.
There isn't, you know? No. So this could be, I mean,
like,
it very well like, could be weight like over my pay grade as far as like intelligence, like way over my pay grade.
Easily.
Like I'm just not getting this stuff. Like that's fine. Like I accept that. But that's the problem they're going to have is because they're going to have to lower it down to people like me to make it very bite size and consumable, like
for like a brain? Combustible engine. When we were sitting there talking about it, it was like, I know the general dynamics of what a combustible engine does. It takes oxygen and fuel and creates fire, and then it blows the piston, and the piston, you know, it continues, right? I don't know what any of this is going on. Even I've watched the explanation several times, and I still don't quite get it. So it may just be me, but I feel like there is a way to simplify it and make it obvious. I did find when I set that up, I did find one guy that did an interesting breakdown in like the dynamics of it, the science behind what they're claiming. And he basically said that this engine already existed in a different form. Like somebody was already working on an engine
since the 20s.
Thing. Yeah. Since and Malcolm Bindle is like added on to this.
He's added on to more. It because I talked to a young guy who like watches our channel, by the way.
That's cool. Hey,
hey brother. I don't want to out you right now, but like his brother was working on it already.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
they're independently working on one.
Working on something.
Malcolm's brother.
No.
No. Oh, okay. No, this no, no, no. Young kid who's young watching's kid. Brother. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's definitely something that's happening because we were there when they tested both of them. They did the control, just a straight up engine generator, and then the thunderstorm generator, and you could just smell the difference. You could smell the
you could
engine.
Absolutely
you could
smell
the exhaust.
Like
the
ozone.
One was belching out like.
Yeah, it was heavy.
All kinds of shit.
And the one that I was standing in front of wasn't.
No,
so
you got
I don't
more
know
of an
what's
electrical
going on.
Smell from it, which was weird.
So there's something going on. I just don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
But it was running. Like you could see the engine was on
was
and running.
Running.
Right, yeah. It was running, but they had a vacuum leak, which kind of spoils everything. So it kind of like puttered out because they set up they're like, hey, before we start, we have no way of checking this out until it runs. And then we'll know if there's a vacuum leak. If there's a vacuum leak, we got to run the whole test again. Like that's because we're not going to get.
And they let everyone get all up around it and take footage of it. And
when
get
it first
photos.
Started, everybody was like, "Is it going to explode?"
Should we stand back a little bit? Well, one of the things I noticed about the video that Garrett mentioned because he posted it up and I watched it, and he was saying that the technology works. It's not that it doesn't work. It's that. Car engines
it has worked before
right. Well so, the variability of the
on
load
yeah.
on the engines on cars are much different than a jet where that turns on. I mean cars pull and like go up a hill or go down a hill, so it's such a varying load on the car that when there's no load these engines actually are very efficient, very very efficient. But as soon as you start putting a load on there it and this is the reason why it goes all the way back to the 20s. They couldn't make it work and have it be efficient when a car has got such a varying load on the engine. So that's why
share
it's just like
load.
It's never worked. Right. Yeah. In slow motion. So I found that interesting. So it's like, is this gonna suddenly work now because he's added some circles? Because he kind of was like, it's kind of pointless. Like these extra doodads he's putting on it. It feels like it's for show because the same exact technology exists as what he's trying to do without those things. Now, maybe it's something new that the plasmoids add some sort of, something.
Now, and that would kind of track true if whatever he's doing is what this engine was before he added all the other stuff. Because when they did the test, the ion chamber and the bubbler didn't work. So the two aspects that he was adding... it weren't working in the that's the UV the ion UV thing but yeah it ended up having that outcome without the two elements that they had added. So it was interesting.
It was good that George brought him out and he talked, like, you know, especially since last year it caused a bunch of shit. It did. And then to bring him out and to kind of face it, I think is good. Whatever your conclusion is, and you know, like Malcolm was there right in front of it talking. I never talked to the guy, and I mean, like, what's there not to trust about Randall Carlson's such a like a chill dude, like
genuine dude.
He's a genuine dude, so that's the kind of guy you could trust, right? The whole point of the conference is to present different ideas towards one goal, which is there was a, we are catastrophists. There was a catastrophe. That and there was possibly an older civilization or civilizations that has passed on knowledge that we just take for granted, or we attribute to the Greeks. Was it the, or the French? I can't remember whoever discovered, like the Greeks had one form of math, and then the French, the yard, or not the yard,
the meter,
which is almost a yard. And it's much, much older. And we're finding a lot of that evidence in how these ancient structures were built. I mean, a lot of this was before math. So how did they do it? And we joke about like getting a hemp string and, you know, pointing to the sun and just count to, you know, 10 steps, whatever, you know, what,
you got it.
So the whole point of it was they had one guy speaking who was talking about heart surgeries and nose, you know, plastic.
That was surgery. A good one as well.
2000 yeah. years ago.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
In India,
their culture is far older than we think it is. Like,
well, and he showed all these different statues with these specific cuts, and right where there was like holes in these multiple statues, right where the liver is, and like that's how you would actually drain the liver if it's not working properly. And then another one, an incision in the center of the chest, and he showed like a bunch of different statues that had these scars that didn't make sense. Like, why would there be a scar there on the statue? It's a perfect statue with this just a scar right there. And then he shows like the actual surgery of what that would mean, and it's like the exact same spot. I found that really interesting.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Nose jobs and all that
were
stuff.
They were doing brain surgery, dude. Like,
we're definitely doing that because they showed the skeletons.
That's true. What I find interesting on those, though, the drilled holes in the skulls, is they're perfectly drilled holes.
Perfect
circles.
And they were able to, you know.
How'd they do that?
That wasn't by hand.
Yeah,
they had a lot of stuff that, you know, a lot of surgical equipment that we have today. It was obviously copper chisels. It was stone.
They did dolerite hammers.
Dolerite scalpel. Right.
They were chipping stone and making arrowheads.
Making all the scalpels. That's what they were doing. And they disappeared. So there was a lot of very weird stuff they put, like what Luke brought up. And it's something I didn't know. The largest Olmec head was found under 60 feet.
Right.
60 feet of Earth.
That's deep. That's down there.
And
that's down there.
The bit of Luke's explanation of when they tested, they built a model in a computer. How much weight could this bamboo raft hold? Because that's the conventional explanation, is they put these multi-ton heads onto rafts, went down rivers, and then deposited them where they are now. The guy that he was working with said he built this model, and the raft was too large to go down the river. It was too large, long ways and short ways, right? Couldn't go down the river, and it still couldn't hold the Olmec head. The lightest old Olmec head. Not even the heaviest, the lightest one. It couldn't hold it. So they don't have an explanation that suits the models of how they got these heads there. I wonder if Luke is moderate, right?
Luke is very moderate when it comes to academia and the alternative history, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not bad.
Which is why it was so interesting that he's the one who put forward the bag theory that they were holding drugs. That maybe they went to some sort of higher plane, and that's how all of these different civilizations around the planet were able to connect to each other. I was like, wow, it actually makes sense to me. Like, I get it. Like, if you do actually like drop DNT, and everyone talks about the machine elves, I've never done it, so I don't know what they look like, but it seems to be a regular thing. Like, everyone talks about these machine elves and very similar places. And like, maybe they're going to the same place. Maybe they can meet other people that are going there, and they're learning how to build these freaking giant structures. Who knows?
No,
it's not that interesting.
The other thing we're learning from Göbekli Tepe, from Snake Bros, and others are they're questioning some of the dating now. just for Göbekli Tepe. And they're thinking, okay, well, you know, this might have not been deliberately buried. The problem is the other sites were. So you're going to have to try to find a way around that. But explain the other sites were deliberately buried. But that's not all bad news, because, like, yes, there's a percentage where it could be younger. It's very small, though. There's a much bigger percentage that it's way fucking older. Like, well, what they way older.
How they date Göbekli Tepe is from the mortar in the stones around the wall.
That was built around the stones.
That was built around the stones. That may and doesn't look like.
No. The theory is the hunter-gatherers came across this. They might have even witnessed it being built. And then they tried to preserve it in their own way. And they revered it because it was like something, you know, it'd be like us walking up on a fucking spaceship. You know, we'd be all, whoa. I don't
technology is so advanced.
Well, I don't know. Humanity would probably find a way to drop a bunch of acid and worship it some way.
What was happening?
Why do you think the WF is trying to keep it from being excavated then right now? Because they are. Have you watched the Jimmy's thing?
Control. So, like, the same reason.
Over what? Trying,
information knowledge. Flow.
Okay. Sure.
Control over history, information. The governments, the Vatican, all institutions know more than we know. And
true.
Listen, I'm not anti-religion, but one of the arguments against the formation of churches and certain sect, and it's not just Christians, was control of flow of information, right? I'm a Lutheran. I was like, that's where I was raised, as a Lutheran. Well, Martin Luther, you know, wanted to bring the Bible to everybody, and they didn't like that idea. You know, it's that concept, but it's control. It's control of information, control of our past. And you know what? Maybe there's something from our past that they know that if we found out, I'm just throwing this out there, would change everything. Would, you know what?
Adam and Eve story. That's the first thing I think of.
Atlantis exists. Let's just say they found Atlantis. There's an actual, and it was super advanced, not like spacious, but it was pretty advanced in a different way.
Yeah.
You would look at life differently. You would.
Oh, yeah. True. You would. Because
I don't know. I don't think it would be panic in the streets, and I don't even think it would affect our economy in any way, shape, or form. But there,
I disagree with that. Because if it was free energy, if it was advanced enough that they had some sort of way to, like, harness the magnetic energy in the air, like Tesla was saying that they could, that would disrupt the economy.
They have put laws into the books so they can.
Already,
do that.
In my opinion,
good point.
They already know how to do this. They've suppressed it as much as they can through patents and all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. And then you got to ask yourself the real question: is like, hey, we all want that, right? We all want that, but we also all rely on the petrodollar. Like, that's what our system is completely based on. So how do you transition that, like, without just completely destroying economies? There's a very practical way to look at this, that it sucks, but it's reality. It's automatically your house would be worthless. Your property would be worthless. Your money would be worthless. Everything would be fucking worthless.
Right.
And you'd have to start over. And, like, what would you start with? You know? So you got, like, you have to have a plan for that. You have a plan, society, you got to plan for it. It sucks. Does it make it okay for corporations and governments to suppress this? No, because there is a way to introduce it gradually, like they've done in the past, to where it doesn't affect it. I think it's just fully being suppressed, and it's being suppressed so the very few elite can stay in power. That's it.
Well, you could see how they've done it to nuclear energy. They've suppressed that too. They've made it in Germany. I watched this great, Kyle Hill did a video on it. The last testing, it's a miniature nuclear fusion model, basically. So if you're a scientist and you want to work in the nuclear fusion field, this is where you go in Germany so you can practice on this miniaturized version of it. And it's going to be parted out and thrown in the trash, more than likely. If a college doesn't come and purchase it, or a museum comes and purchases it, it's going in a trash heap, because they made it so politically horrible to be pro nuclear energy.
It's weird, because France is like the opposite right now. They have like 25 nuclear reactors, I think, right now, 22.
They should. You know, we could probably bring Ryan on for a segment to just break down, like, how safe it is. It's really safe.
Comparatively, over time. Nuclear energy has done less physical damage to humans than any other form of power, period.
I'm not a hippie, but I was, you know, we were driving through the South and we drive through like Louisiana right before Beaumont, and you see the oil refineries, which are just fucking massive.
Huge, yeah. They're West Texas, huge.
Massive. They're massive in West, and you're like,
they're cities.
God, they look like cities. It's huge.
It makes you think. It makes you think.
Really complicated. By the way, who in the fuck designed those things? That just looks really complicated.
Pipes and stuff everywhere. But it makes you think when they when people bring up the is fossil fuels actually a renewable resource, or is it finite?
I don't believe
are they pulling a diamond?
That's a different discussion.
I don't believe it's diamond finite, but yeah. Maybe
I don't think
so. That's how they do diamonds, right? They hold diamonds in a private vault.
Diamonds
so they can
are
make
fucking
that.
Everywhere. Diamonds are not. They're a rare
worthless.
Resource.
Yeah, they're worthless. If it wasn't for humans going, oh no, we're going to pretend that there's not enough on the market and then release some on the market.
Yeah.
Right. So it's the same thing happening with petrol,
but
with gas.
But so it definitely has. If you would have asked me that question, Adam, about like what the hell, like it's just our past, it's just history. What fucking difference does it make? Well. Aside from that, the one big thing I didn't mention, and it would fundamentally change possibly some religions. I would say one religion in particular that nobody wants to criticize. Zero people want to criticize. People love dumping on the Christians because it's easy, right?
Yeah.
But I would.
Yeah.
I would
forgive say, you.
So, yeah. We'll talk about the other one.
Just two other ones.
Well, the other one.
They don't like each other, the other two.
The other two don't like each other.
You know what? Doesn't matter. Pick one, and that's what we're talking
about.
That's
the one.
Yeah. But I think more importantly, it's some sort of information that you were talking about. And we're just speculating here. Like, why would they keep this secret? Yeah. Why would the WEF want to be involved in Göbekli Tepe at all?
It's really interesting.
Because I'm sure some of the people on the WEF, one of them has the Ark of the Covenant out of their fucking house. You know, that's
it's a coffee table.
Why.
They have glass
you
over
know?
It.
They have Alexander's tomb in their basement. You know, like they have a sarcophagus or whatever. You know, they just collect all this shit. No, they collect all the information. They probably know something that could change everything. And it's the same thing with the UFO debate, except there's way more tangible evidence that there was something much older. You know, whatever it was, we can debate on it. After a giant catastrophe. And listen, if you acknowledge a catastrophe, which they're getting closer to doing, guys, they're getting closer to acknowledge the catastrophe. That does also one of the things that the intellectuals and the academics fight against is it would confirm some stuff from ancient texts like the Bible. It would.
Yeah. And that's awkward.
And they really don't want to do that, but it would also blow a hole in the whole fucking climate. Shit, because you like all of our resources should be fuck emissions. A rock, one rock in space could fuck our lives forever. Fuck this planet for
a sun. I don't know how you
thousands of years
fix that. The sun.
Yeah. And then there's the sun, which you could do nothing about. Absolutely nothing.
I feel
about.
Like there's still ways to prepare for something like that. An event.
You know, Bill Gates is talking
underground
about
underground cities.
By the way, I believe they've already been doing this. This is going to get us demonetized. But Bill Gates is talking about like, you know, releasing stuff into the atmosphere to help reflect the sun.
Right.
And there's a certain thing you cannot talk about on YouTube at all that argues that they've been doing that for a long time. Long time.
Via planes and stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
But you mentioned the sun. And so we've talked about the whole micronova thing, and if Göbekli Tepe had, it's obviously some sort of calendar or record keeping something, right? Because they are aligned with the stars, they have different references on them to try to represent something via pictures, which makes the most sense, because script, anyone can see it and like, I don't know what this says, right? But if you have some knowledge about the stars and you could see, oh, this one's facing this is facing this. Why is it facing at that? Or where was this facing at this time? And we're finding out exactly when these things were built. And if they're trying to tell us about certain events of the past, maybe they are trying to show us like, hey, every 10,000 years or so, or every 12,000 years, the micronova happens. The sun goes crazy and we get freaking wiped off the map. It's been going on. The wheel, the wheel of time comes and goes. And it really, what that is the sun exploding and us losing, or not exploding, but the going micronova, which basically melts all metal on this planet. And we get freaking set back to the Stone Age. And what happens when that happens? Well, humans resort back to their base instinct, where most of them are just probably savage and will kill anyone
else. They'll kill
else.
Each other.
Oh, yeah.
And then
absolutely.
The hunter gatherers. I mean,
it happens when secluded. We're in a civilized society. It's still happening. So imagine
3 years ago.
Right, exactly.
Pulls in front of me on the road, I turn into a savage there for a second. So it's it's only society.
Except for that.
So that's why I think the World Economic Forum truly is trying to keep that.
Yes.
It's an ancient site. So it's probably older than we expect it, that we think yes. that it is. It might be older than the last ice age, proving that we existed. We had some technological ability to build this kind of thing. And if it shows that it actually proves that we were a civilized society that had technology and we got reset, man. And because
by a sun fart,
because of a sun fart, because of a sun fart that happens consistently every 6,000 to 12,000 years, and we're getting close enough. Their whole plan to like reset and have a global government will be thrown out the window because they wouldn't be able to control anyone. Everyone would be like, "Screw you, screw this."
Of that plan.
So that should always be kind of your baseline. Is the WA like I? It's not out of the realm of possibility. As a matter of fact, it shows that you're sane when you say the WEF is involved in this. It's bad.
Yeah,
whatever the fuck baseline. It's fucking true. Bad.
Yeah,
not good because they want global control, a global government. They want less liberty. They don't want you to own anything. They want to tell you what to do, and they want you to just be a cog in their machine. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So them getting their hands on Göbekli Tepe is sacrilege. It's
do they it's have blasphemy. Their hands on the other?
It is the worst sites? Form of evil there is.
Karahan Tepe?
Yeah. Do they have Karahan or all the other 37?
I probably. You know. Sites? You know why? Hey, did you watch Jimmy's video on it?
Yes.
No, I haven't got a chance to do
so. That. So what happened was the government of Turkey hired this one company to handle the tourism of the site. Now I don't know how many sites, but okay. This is a giant, like this is a massive company that they own like an insane amount of shit, like different companies and stuff. That just like
a BlackRock kind of thing.
Of Turkey, right? Or wherever that area. And they are partnered with the WEF. So like they work together. Okay. So it's not necessarily, I don't think it was exactly the World Economic Forum owns Göbekli Tepe, but they work in conjunction with each other. So it's basically, it's, you know, it's just like an arm.
Yeah. Which one is the Shell giant corporation?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I think they buried it on purpose. You know, they planted that like apple trees, like roots are just completely destructive. Like, I feel like they're trying to destroy everything below it. You know,
there was a tree there, right? That was the tree that was like sought after by everyone around. It was like a cultural thing. They would always go to this tree to pray on top of the pregnant hill. And then they found under it was Göbekli Tepe. So maybe they were trying
to. The orchards were planted
recently.
Seems weird.
Well, it does seem weird because I would think the root system would fuck things up.
Yeah, just plant it on one of the other hilltops. There's a million of them in that area.
Don't plant anything.
Just plant it over there.
Don't plant anything.
Don't touch
it. That's a good point. It is excavate. In the middle of nowhere. Why are you planting trees at all?
They're trying to make it a tourist spot. They want it to be Stonehenge. Well, like you think about Stonehenge.
It will be.
I guess, yeah. That's what it is. They're 5%.
They want to dig
since the beginning.
They want to dig a big old tunnel under Stonehenge, by the way.
Yes. That is a thing.
That is a thing. Yeah.
We talked to
Hugh Newman about that. He lives in that neighborhood, right? So he's fighting
what?
Like hell.
Yeah, yeah.
So that the A4, which goes by it, we drove on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, you could see Stonehenge from the highway, right?
We were on it. We were on it, yeah. Adam. You were there. Like that's,
I know, I remember.
Apparently that gets congested during work or something.
Oh, and
they want to dig a 3 billion pound, not dollar, pound tunnel. Under it?
I thought I recalled them talking about this and not going under but going through. and the possibility of Stonehenge being demolished to make way for it.
They messed up freeway. Karnak, some of the Karnak.
So like, Hitchhiker. It's like, I can't even.
Oh, I know.
It's like, dude, right on the nose.
I was listening to Hitchhiker last night.
I was listening to it last night.
It is.
The plans have been in town hall.
Yeah. They've been on display.
They've been on display in the basement.
In the basement. The light had gone out.
Yeah.
There's a sign that says, beware of the leopard.
Yeah. They were there the whole time.
They were there the whole time.
I can't believe that. They're going to try and go under it. Insane.
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to find? They're going to start digging and be like, oh, shit.
They're going to have to stop digging.
Here's
gonna
some
find
stuff.
Something. They're going to find
oh,
something.
Here's some more stuff.
They'll find an older Stonehenge that it was built
right.
on top of.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
How far under are they planning on doing that? That's the question. Is it going to be?
It's in his video. Like, if you go to Megalithomania, he has a whole video on it, and it looks
that's
like
insane.
Fucking. It looks,
dude,
it,
screw
it looks,
that.
I'm like, what the hell?
But it's in the middle of the country.
Dude, it is
not,
a symbol of your country. That's like.
Right
at the Statue of Liberty, except this thing's like
just way better than the Statue of Liberty.
it's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Insane. No, Göbekli Tepe is already becoming like huge, and that's why Turkey finally embraced this. And for one, you know, since the war is over and there's, you know, less bullshit going on in Syria, it's like safer to go there. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna build up Karahan Tepe and all the other ones. And yeah, it's huge money for them. And that's good because then we'll get more knowledge. Hopefully they don't have like their own Zahi Hawass, who apparently made peace with Graham Hancock.
That was cool.
I think it was the other way around.
Or Graham. Okay.
I think Graham made peace with him.
So he could go to Egypt because he was banned.
Maybe. Probably.
Yeah. Dude, do what you gotta yeah. do. Right.
True.
Swallow yep. some humble pie, whatever.
Yep.
Just so you can get back there. Cause I think Graham, I don't blame him, but,
Season 2 was supposedly confirmed. I saw some people on Twitter. I don't know if it's
rumors.
I think that's what he's been filming this whole time. The whole time he was
in
South
of course.
America, I think he was doing season 2 of Ancient Apocalypse. Yeah. Let's get this shit going. By the way, that's what started the show.
Come on.
Yeah, it did.
Come on.
I can't wait for season 2.
No, but yeah, Jimmy dropping that bomb was that was fucking something else. I'm like, what?
Huge.
And it sucks. It's like, you fucking globalist bastards. Just give us something. God damn it. But
you can't have the truth.
The globalists. And
InfoWars. Dude, InfoWars had Jimmy on. I was hyped.
Yes, he did. Yeah, I saw
like,
that.
Like, hell yeah.
Oh, recently.
I saw that.
Yeah, like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
That's good. Talking about this. Okay. The
Vatican has Excalibur. Yeah, that's
we've spiraled really far. Yeah. So that was the Cosmic Summit. Then we ended up in highways under Stonehenge. So that's kind of funny.
Well, we learned that at the Cosmic Summit because I I had five interviews, five, right? X-ray girl. So we got Hugh Newman.
Newman's cool. He was great. Luke.
We got Ben. Luke, we got Ben. We got
shout out to Ben
Malcolm. How do I say his last name again? I
forgot his last name.
Ben Bendel.
No.
Oh, okay. The other Malcolm.
No. LeCompte. This guy LeCompte. He was on the Jordan dig at Tell El Your Mama.
Her mom.
Tell her mom. I want to say your mama.
What was his talk about?
No, he didn't do a talk. He was just
he was just there. Okay.
On a dig where there was a microburst. Basically, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, the same thing that happened. It was over a Tell El Hammam. There was a meteor burst Göbekli Tepe, like Tunguska over a town from 1600 BC. And it fucking wiped out everybody, burned everybody to death, melted everything. And they're pretty convinced they got the microspherals. They've got the blast wave going a certain way. You have pottery where he said technically in the blast strata, the pottery is frozen in midair. So in other words, it was blown into like this. So there's a blast radius that they had to dig up. Right. And that pottery would have been, if they had found it in modern times, was in the air, was going and hitting something. It was,
wow. So it was like
hitting something. Yeah,
that's crazy. Okay.
And the pottery was like melting over like bones, And certain rock or pottery, they got the temperature up to 2000 Celsius.
What?
It got fucking,
I'm sorry, what?
So impossibly hot. You could wow. not, it could not have been like, it couldn't, he said, he even mentioned, he's like, couldn't be Greek fire. It couldn't have been anything. It like nothing at that time could create that kind of heat. They also found the melt glass everywhere. So
this is an interview that we did. We're going to be releasing over the coming weeks. We got a bunch of them.
Really so cool. Subscribe. We are 1,100 away, people.
Wow.
And he explains it like a scientist would. Zorbu like plushies. A smart guy.
Because he is one.
Zorbu plushie. I'm sorry. We're
vitrification. There's lots of vitrification. Things. And by the way, Robert Schock, if you can still watch all this on HowTube, you can go like pay for it. And I think it's like $50 for the whole thing. Robert Schock talks about like vitrification and how like rare it is. Like it's actually a rare thing to see, but there's so much of it in Egypt that like so many things are like, that's what got him thinking when he was walking around the Sphinx. He's like, God, there's vitrification everywhere up here. What the hell happened? What's going on? You know, those Scottish forts that he talked, I think they even talk about in Ancient Apocalypse, there's vitrification on top of them, which is melted stone, which is, and lightning can cause it. But this is the frightening part of Robert Schock's whole thing is the plasma, the giant light. It's lightning like a mile wide. Imagine like something that fucking big, you know, it's insane. So that's what the Cosmic Summit was. It was basically listening to how we died before and how we could possibly die,
we're gonna die
in
again.
The future. You want to break it down. That's what it is. Dragons. That's maybe what the dragons came from. Maybe it did. Maybe it did.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Check it.
You.
He's going to come on. We're going to get him on.
We're going to get him
do
on.
Do a whole show. So.
Yeah, he was great. I liked his talk.
His talk was good. Then we also, who's the? There was Luke. Right. Oh, George. George Howard.
Yeah, Luke. George. Yeah.
Oh, George Howard is dude. That man is awesome, man.
Yeah,
that dude was running and gunning the whole time.
We got to get him back on too, because he's great.
He'll come back on. He needs a week.
George,
to rest.
If you're watching, you did a great job. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
He
threw a disco the first night, and he showed up in a disco outfit. It was
white suit, white,
like full white suit with the long. Like collar, it was great.
That is not surprising at
it
all.
It was ready to party. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
He was. Want to talk about Skinwalker a little bit?
Sure.
There's been three episodes since last time we talked. Episode
They've
6,
been digging.
7, and 8.
Didn't see 8. I saw 6 and 7.
I watched 8.
Not much happened in 8. I don't think there's...
All right, good.
We can get Jahan on, I think. We had dinner with her. Kind of.
Yeah,
she was cool.
Yeah.
We'll get Luke back.
I like what her and Luke are doing.
Yeah.
Got a good little podcast going. It's cool.
I do. Yeah. Simp. That's right. Oh, all you guys simping over right. X-Ray Girl or simping simp. Over Adam. One of the two.
There's no one simping for me.
Yeah, there is.
Garrett is the eye candy, I said.
Yeah, Garrett. Garrett's here to be easy on the eyes for you.
Raiders of the past. Dude, that'd be cool. Get them both on. Talk about that.
Yeah. We do a crossover podcast. We talked to Danny Jones was there. Danny Jones, if you've definitely seen his interviews.
Concrete
with
podcast. Now it's
tons of people. Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Who was the fifth? Cool. You were saying the fourth
George.
Was this.
So it's Ben.
Oh, and George Howard was your fifth interview. Okay.
We had a nice long talk with Ben, like a half an hour interview with Ben.
Yeah. So. Awesome. Yeah. Ben's awesome. We got to get him back on too. He's always welcome.
Yeah, but it was great. It was great to just kind of wrap up this. It was great to go there and hang out with people that are just interested in all this ancient apocalypse stuff and the catastrophe and their different hypotheses on how it happened. And it was in a constructive. Nobody was mad at each other. It wasn't like I'm all common. I'm all the sunburst, and you know, it was like they're just. Presenting their facts and people were hanging out and having a good time. So that was fun. It's fun to see an X-Ray Girl running around and getting everybody to do our interview.
Yeah.
Nice.
She was exhausted by the end.
Good job.
Yeah.
I know. That was the most worried I've ever seen Gary. He's like, you know, you could sit here, you know?
Okay, sit down.
Yeah, I was like worried about it. I'm like, you're kind of overdoing it.
She's like, all right, all right. I'm going to get Randall. Yeah. We're going to talk to Randall over here. We're going to do this. And we're going to find that guy.
I took comic shopping. Hopefully that was, comic shopping is zen for me.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
And bubble tea.
Boba Fett tea. Yeah, it was good.
Boba Fett tea.
So Skinwalker Ranch.
Skinwalker.
They're still in front of the Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing some digging. There's some void that they keep finding.
They brought a new dig team this
they
time.
They did.
With a much stronger drill.
But they
the first one, they were pushing at 8,000 pounds of force. This one, they said, can go up to 30,000 pounds of force, 32,000, which is a huge jump up. But they I don't even think they were drilling it that much. They were going at like 12,000 to 16,000 when they hit the void again. When they hit that void. It's like, oh, man.
I was more interested in the laser, dude. I think that was like the most interesting thing they've done.
I figured we'd talk about the drilling first.
Let's do the drilling. So the drilling, yeah, let's do the drilling first.
Yeah.
So there's the borehole. There's the borehole.
Move it forward a little bit so you see both of the boreholes. It should be like 5 seconds ahead of that.
Borehole one.
Okay.
Game over it.
Oh, I guess maybe
that guy looks like a driller, though. That guy.
Oh, yeah. So these are the new drillers.
You're working men.
Art Construction Inc.
Yep.
Well, their plan is to do these two boreholes, one on the right side, right here. And then the second is going to be on the left side. Oh, here we go. So what they want to do is they don't want to go into these cavities. What their plan was to kind of go up the mesa, out the top, so that they can drop in different devices that can go like kind of like LIDAR and radio signal to each other from one hole to the other hole. They had a whole list of things that they were planning. So neither of these holes plan was to go into the hole, into this cavity that you're seeing kind of represented there in the middle, which kind of bugged me. I'll be honest. I'm like, why not
just go into it, man?
Why wouldn't you just drill right into this? You know, they kept saying, oh, it's like we're scraping off the top. It's not letting us go in. And it's like, oh, we'll change the angle so you're going straight into it, you know, perpendicular. Because you're going at an angle. If it's hard, it's gonna bounce off. And that's what keeps happening. So why wouldn't you try to get a nice 90 degree penetration on this gap that you obviously have there? There's something there. So what is it? They asked this dig team. They're like, has anything in your history of digging ever stopped your drill? I mean, they're like, yeah, but we've eventually gotten through, right? But not really. Like, we can pretty much go through anything that's down, you know, stone and whatnot. So they hit this thing and they're like, nope, no, it's stopping us. I'm like, really? You're going to give up that easy? It felt a little...
Yeah, like, why are you not continuing? You got everyone out here right now. Just go ahead.
Change the angle a little bit.
Change the angle. You know? Pull out. Go back in. Get a different angle.
To fix everything.
Gave up too quick.
So it's their next episode or the episode after.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they got time to fill, man. And we all know they're blowing that fucking mesa up in the finals.
Blow it up.
Blowing it up.
I don't know they are. I don't know. I don't believe it anymore.
You think they're going to string us along forever?
It's a cash cow, dude. Yeah. The mesa. They say Mesa and this guy freaking drops his pants.
What do they got after the Mesa, man?
They got the cone. They're in the cone.
That was super weird, the cone thing they're talking about.
Yeah, that is.
So
okay, yeah. So go ahead.
This is still the sun.
Oh, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say they're testing right here, and they were like worried that it's gonna pop out earlier. So then they're looking. And, you know, they're finding all the same shit. It's nothing new, basically, you know, that they brought this other dig team. They're increasing the power of the drill. And it's the same thing. So as far as I'm concerned, it's kind of like a nothing burger.
Do you feel like
this?
Yes.
This is different.
Adam, do you feel like, I mean, this was really originally conceived, I believe, as a 10 episode series. Like, they should just stay at that. They should.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Why are they going any larger than that? Like, just do 10 episodes. You don't have to have all these filler episodes. Like,
it's this is a massive hit series for them. Like, it does really well. It's got a spinoff show that's doing really well. I mean, people are digging it. So
I think that's
why. I'm digging it, but I wish they dig it. You know?
Is that what you did? Hey.
Yeah, it was okay.
Picking up what you're putting down.
It was all right.
It was all right.
It could have been better.
Yeah.
All right.
So these take it back. These laser beams. Can you bring back the laser beams?
Laser beams.
This is where they are.
Pause them right here. So you can see right here, they have these big LED laser beams. Okay. Cool. Right. I'm like, all right. They're bringing in some laser beams. So they got these big, huge lasers, all different colors. All right. And here we go. So they turn them on. And of course, they're shooting rockets. They're doing their 1.21. That's Back to the Future. What is
1.6 gigahertz.
Gigahertz.
1.6 gigahertz.
Yeah, that was a really good try, X-ray girl.
They're blasting, you know, but they're shooting their rockets. They're
shooting rockets.
And they're recording stuff. And, you know, it's cool. And then they look at the data, all right, of these laser beams. And my favorite thing, I'm going to wait until we show the image, right? Because later on, when they are looking at these laser beams in the computer, it's almost as if one of the colors glitches out. But only one of the colors. It's the green laser. Somehow gets glitched out, and it's like it, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like it hits something, but then goes around it and restarts. And right? I mean, I don't know how to describe it more than that. Like, it's better to just see it if you can find it. I know he's looking for it, so you'll see it eventually. But it's my favorite thing about this is it's replicated. It happens multiple times. It wasn't a computer glitch that just the green glitched out. It happened many different times. They had all these different photos of the green laser somehow got something was messing with it, as if it was kind of like, I don't know, pausing the laser in that section. How would you describe it, Gary?
Well, I would say obstructing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good way of putting
obstructing
it.
Obstructing the laser. And it's that can't happen.
There it is. Here it is.
Yeah.
Look at that.
What the hell?
Unless this is just some major fuckery and some CGI and they're just faking all this stuff.
If they fake this shit and somehow, and the world finds out.
Those are some really bright lights.
Yeah,
no way.
There's no way I think Brandon Fugel would, put his business on the line.
Right.
But
that's weird.
This is a side hustle for him.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a side hustle. The dude's a very rich, established businessman in Utah. So,
right.
Yeah,
Chad. I thought the same thing. I thought it was an issue with the image, right?
Yeah.
But it's only the green color, and then they showed four more. This is a close up of the same image.
That's pretty weird.
It's weird. Just the green. It stops and continues on the right. That's weird. Well,
and then they
right.
Yes. And then there's what follows. I don't want to get too far ahead, but there's what follows, which is fucking strange. But that's weird. And what they're trying to determine here is there's something in this area that
void.
Yeah, a void, a magnetic anomaly, a portal, a bonus hole. We don't know.
Okay. I want to see ones in chat if you think it's photoshopped. All right. Twos if you think it's real. You think that's photoshopped? Ones in chat. I'm going to see a one in chat. Or two if you think this is actually an anomaly that they caught.
Mm.
A lot of ones. There's some twos.
I'll do a proper poll too.
Okay, there's a proper poll going on. Photoshopped or real? What is it? What do you guys think?
X-ray girl's going to work the poll.
Work the poll, X-ray. Sorry. No, I said it.
Yeah.
Freeze frame. Embarrassment.
Trying it feels very
Photoshop.
Vibrant to me. It feels very vibrant. And I've seen them do things before in the show where they've enhanced footage. They've done things to make it look like more like something's happening than
well,
it really
dude,
is.
when Brandon's brother's in the helicopter And they're like, oh, something happened to the helicopter. He's, the camera's just shaking. He's fine. He's sitting just there. Sitting there just...
So there's like a dramatic level to it that they do. They just look very vibrant to me.
There's a difference, you know, editing out some of the green to make it seem like the laser beams are getting cut off and continuing. That's kind of a wild thing to do, right? I mean, you're putting your whole show on the line here, because if it turns out that that's fake, like, well then fuck this show.
This is the History Channel, so
yeah. I don't know, real but manufactured. How would that make sense, Lynn? I don't get that.
You could enhance
enhance it so the green completely disappears in that one section. All right, if that's the case, then it would still be
Some smoke and mirror kind
There's still something that's causing that green to skip that one spot, even if it's being enhanced. Fine, that wouldn't bother me actually, because it's still there's still that gap. I'm talking about the gap, right? Yeah. Even if they amplified the colors a little bit, that wouldn't bother me if the gap was real, because that's the part that really is like standing out to me, because a light can't be interrupted and then continue afterward. You can't shine a flashlight on your hand and then have it continue after your hand, because your hand is stopping the light, right? And that's the whole part of this that made me go, what? Like, how is that the thing? How is that possible? So, I don't know.
So what is this? Because this is just a photo of the blue and green. Anytime that we're seeing it in action, it's all blue. So is this a separate camera that we didn't see in motion? You know what I mean? Because anytime we saw it before, when they're actually doing the test, it's all blue lights, and then they come back later and say, "Oh, there's these green lights that it's cutting off."
Well, it's probably a different or some sort of spectrum that our eyes can't pick up,
right? Yeah.
But the cameras can. So when you look at it through the camera, that's what the green shows.
So we continue here, because that's not the only thing with the laser, right?
Okay. Yeah. Continue.
Yeah. I'm looking at that though.
It's too black.
It's too black.
Racist.
Like this area.
That's
it looks like
that line continues.
That one doesn't look. That one looks less real, because that one is a different shade of black, whereas the other one had the gap that had the same color as the other one. Right. Now, this one looks photoshopped.
That could be from the light itself causing that. Okay?
Yeah. True.
But yeah.
Just sus. It's just sus.
Yeah.
But there's the one where the laser stops. The single laser just gets blocked, right? That one's, it's weird that it's happening randomly, and it is weird that it's happening with the green lasers.
Yeah.
And it's right in front of the Mesa.
On that triangle.
So,
but of course, they had to bring a rocket out and do it again. Of course. Shoot a rocket up there.
Of course.
I
don't know why they just don't have 100 rockets ready to go. They're always like, oh, we're out of rockets. Like,
give me another rocket. Like one or two. Give me another rocket.
Yeah.
Just need a probably bought a wholesale.
Probably. Well,
shit. I'm sure they got a contract now at this point. So in episode... Seven.
That was six.
Six. This is seven.
So we're gonna go to seven real quick. They do the laser again. This is my takeaway from, you know, like, it, and they, well, for one, they capture. There's a couple of UAPs, like possible UAPs. One that they could not see. When they were there, they had to, it was actually the camera was catching it, and they think it might have been the because it sees infrared. So that's a possibility. There's also been multiple like UFO sightings where people haven't seen it, but a camera catches it for some reason. And it's not infrared. So that's not unheard of at all. I was looking at, holy shit, we can show it later. Remember the Jerusalem UFO?
Mm-hmm.
The one? Yeah, that's a pretty famous one. Somebody put up a tweet today of the four separate camera angles. And it's, fuck. Like, that one's real. Like, whatever the fuck that was, it was real. There's four different people getting shots of it.
It was Israel.
Israel.
Or the best Photoshop job anyone's ever done.
Chat's going to turn on you, Garrett, but I appreciate your effort. I appreciate
I'm pulling in the dad jokes today.
Yeah.
So they shoot a rocket.
I shoot a rocket.
This is right after the lasers. Mm-hmm. More rockets.
More rockets.
Yep.
More equipment. They got a lot of fun toys, man.
Dude, they do.
It's got to be a fun job.
A lot of fun toys. So they're going to be shooting a laser up, but they also have that that guy
this,
taking
this is the one that just stops
like the super high res pictures. So that's important to know too. Those like uber high res pictures. One of the what's the security guards? The guy with the redhead
dragon. Oh,
not the other guy.
Not that one.
The other security guard.
Right. Oh, the big guy that his phone.
He's got some spectrometer or something going as well.
They had three different versions.
So this laser stops. You just saw that picture. It just stops.
That's weird.
And it's got a little, it's a, like cross hatching going on. There's like a little cross that it's hitting. Yeah. And they're like, wait a minute. Like it's supposed to fade off into the distance because it goes forever. Right. Yeah. But it stops. It hits something.
It's weird.
That one's weird. That one's very, very weird.
Yeah.
That same spot that they have all the GPS issues and every other type of scanner that they've tried has all been messing up in that one area.
I don't think they compared it, but it looked about the same like place as where that gap was in the other laser photo. You know, where that green laser gap was. It felt like it's about that height.
So they're talking about how weird that laser is, and you get a closer shot, Garrett, at some point. So then, possible UAP shows up that they see, and then there's one that they can't see.
With no flashing lights.
So that's the one they can't see. That's the one that just appears and drops and then disappears. And this is the one that it's only visible for the camera. And they actually sent, the superintendent up on the Mesa, and he couldn't see anything. But then we get to the, which is weird enough, but we get to the high res picture, the cones. This is called the cone zone. That's what the name is. There you go, Garrett. Go back.
Hard to find.
So close.
I had it. It was right there. There it is.
There it is. Okay.
It's like double crosses. Like,
what is that? What is that, chat?
What is it hitting? I think it's a ship. I think it's a cloak ship. Bird of prey. Klingon bird of prey. I'm calling it now.
Oh, he's serious.
First contact. But it wasn't the Vulcans. It was the Klingons.
As much as I don't believe that other shot, this does have like the two different starbursts about the distance, and it's hard to tell the scale here, but the distance of that gap that we were seeing in the green line before.
A cloud is an interesting option.
Is but it, there was no, they say there was no clouds.
They say there was no clouds, but it's
that's freaking, what they say.
It that looks like nighttime. You really can't see clouds.
Well, you are seeing some stars. You're seeing stars.
Yeah, here, but if it's a tiny, tiny little cloud, you know, just floating around, here. I don't know. I could see it.
Clouds on the Mesa.
On the Mesa. So there's that, and then we shoot ahead to that high res picture that there's more drilling. They busted the drill bit. They're gonna have to drill again next episode. This is okay. So all that was from that's not supposed to be there from the ground. They don't have ground penetrating radar. That's not what this is. They're using a radar to map like what's on the ground. Forgot what it was exactly called. It wasn't LIDAR, but
there was three different types of radar that they're using.
But the radar they're talking about on this one, the guy said it does not go under the ground. It doesn't pick anything up.
It's the same thing as the GPS when the GPS just goes under the ground randomly.
Yeah.
It's like something kind of pushing it down there or pulling it.
LIDAR does not go through the ground. Oh, it doesn't? I thought. Oh, LIDAR.
Yeah, I think he was talking about LIDAR. It is LIDAR. Thank you. Okay, so and they compare it with the donut that they found. There it is. So this is
the fuck is this?
Weird.
What they caught in that high res photo. Something swooshing up, but it's also
this is a triangle, right?
Yeah, this is a triangle. So you see the stuff behind that. So there's the stuff going up, right?
Right.
And then there's the stuff behind it. So keep going. Because there's another one. There's another structure or whatever you want to call it. There's two. And they're like, what is that? And then they cut to everybody going, what?
What?
What? What? What? You know, fill some time. There's the other one.
Multiple angles? What the heck?
But then they go, look up. You see all that? That's the cone zone. They were like,
what the hell? So like whatever's spinning around creates a cone. They show it in the next episode, like a visualization of it. What the heck? If that makes sense to you, you're looking directly up. See this? This is like,
okay. So keep in mind, this isn't time lapse, or
this is a photo.
Slow exposure to where you get like stars streaking across the sky, because you can't do that too. But no, this is just a photo, super high res, and that's what it costs.
360 photo. When you look directly up from that position on a 360 photo, this is what you get.
That's weird.
What the hell?
What the hell? Then they send a biplane up to fart out some smoke and it doesn't work. That takes like the first third of the episode. But that's weird. That's weird. The eighth episode was kind of nothing for me. They brought in that guy who was one of the witnesses to the East Coast, not the Tic Tac, but the East Coast, the gimbal video. He was around for that. But he was just there as like a guest star. I don't know. I super entertained by the show. I don't know if I don't know, but I'm super entertained by the show. I was like, I was really happy. I was like, ooh, I've got episodes to watch. I haven't watched Beyond Skidwalker Ranch yet. We'll watch that one too. But it's been a lot of fun. You know, I was talking to Luke, we were trying to, like, because there's ufology. There's the term ufology. There's UFO Twitter. Fuck right. UAP, right? But there isn't a term for, like, if you know, catastrophist, sure. But like for the ancient civilization stuff, there isn't a term. There needs to be a good.
I kept hearing ancient Sit. You know, ancient civilization. People were saying that around. Like Danny had used that word.
Maybe if that works, fine, but we need something.
But yeah. How do you describe a person that, you know, is into it?
Well, it's how do you describe it to, like, some people are like, what kind of conference were you at? And I was all, well.
Oh,
it's hard to explain.
It goes into an alternate history of ancient civilizations. It's basically a big, long alternate history class. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Ancient Sit. Yeah. Okay. I could see it.
Ancient Sit.
Not Sith.
Sit. Sit.
The thread.
Civilization.
It's the thread.
Ancient Sith, maybe.
Power of many.
The power of many.
I haven't watched it and I won't.
So I can't wait till next year, Adam. Hopefully you can come to next year's conference.
No, not hopefully. Days. I'm well,
you're gonna make it?
He was saying he wants Joe Rogan to be there.
Yeah, he's hyping it up.
And I'm like, man, 6 days, you know they're gonna even get bigger people there.
Like the quality of the event was much better from the year before. The year before was fun, but it was in the small old hotel in the countryside. Like this was big, had big stages. It had more guests. It was great. So I can't wait to see what they do next year.
Nice.
I would say next year, if you're out there, George, I would move all of the booths to like one of the yin yang rooms, so it's not in the main hall, because we kept hearing a lot of like chatter. I was like, I'm trying to listen about that.
He talked about that, but they're doing it in the same hotel because the guy who owns the hotel is like into this stuff.
Oh, nice.
I guess he wrote him out or whatever, but it's nice. It's a nice hotel. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of room.
when he introduced the Indian guy who talked about Pam Spermia,
or
when he introduced him and he was just like, I'm gonna need y'all in the back to just shut your mouth.
Like, oh man, that was we all got like,
I don't remember how he said it, but dude, I was like,
there's somebody talking and you need a hush.
I was laughing so hard. My wife came, she was like, what's funny, what are you watching? And I'm like, oh yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
it was
George,
like,
Howard shutting people down.
Yeah, because it was, there's like a so lot of funny chatter, because I think it was just like bouncing off the back wall and then bouncing towards the stage. And then we were in the front row, like two tables away from the stage. And it was like,
I kept looking for the back of your heads. So I was like oh,
trying
is that
to
them?
Hear. Is that them? There's so much.
I never
purple hair.
X-ray girl just going back and forth trying to pick people up.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Couldn't pin down Randall.
I mean, it's so true.
We tried to pin down.
We tried
Randall
so many times.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Could one not day, do it. One day we will. Sure.
You couldn't one go. You weren't. You didn't have the Anunnaki pass. You couldn't go back into the green room and say.
We didn't
what
know
up
where the green room.
Sure,
we could have
gone
we
there.
Allowed. We couldn't find it.
Well, I just kept hearing about it.
I tried.
Hit Anunnaki
it was
pass.
Like, it was
like
the
yo,
room
I
of,
want, I want an Anunnaki pass.
It was like the room of requirement. We just it moved.
Yeah, it just comes up. I need a green room.
Yeah.
And people pointed it out to us. We really couldn't
You're
find
busy
it at all.
No.
We're busy. A lot of We're stuff going confused on. It's hard to like get in the mindset of like pop culture and then this, like going back and forth. That was great because it's such a busy month this month.
Yeah.
But we'll be fine.
It was a
we'll
great event. Fine. Can't wait.
It was a great event
next year.
So what do you want to get? What do you guys want to do for a topic next week? What should we do?
X-ray girl, consult the list. What do we have?
I had something.
She's like, I'm traveling. I can't.
I don't have a fucking list.
Hold on. I thought I just posted something. Oh, that girl
scared me.
Did you guys see? I know it's random, but did you see the excavated pillar 74 in Göbekli Tepe?
No.
No.
You share that? Yeah,
whip it out.
Share that. And I was going to say Lost Technologies, maybe?
Ooh, that's a good one. It takes
well,
homework.
A good yeah,
but we can
well,
do that one.
Yeah, well, Wi-Fi's did two fantastic videos that we can reference.
You can reference those.
Incredible job. Yeah. All right. So look,
and if you want to like,
if try oh to get right, in, yes.
Yes.
Now, if you zoom oh, in at the cool bottom half, this oh, figure may or may not look
it's
familiar
Zorbu
to all of you.
Can't.
No, that's unfortunately that's not Zorbu. That is Gary. This is
one
his
second
high
here. I'm
going to
zoom in. I'm going to zoom in.
We finally got an actual
enhanced
photo.
I was there.
Of Gary, this is his high school.
It's my high school picture.
It's
yeah
a relief.
No, 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 no,
his high school
oh
relief.
God.
That's how they. That's how they used to do it.
That's
is it not?
It.
Is that not Gary or what?
Totally.
Come on.
It's got that okay, confused look on his face.
On just like, yeah.
He's confused.
Like
he got the beard. Bro, I saw it. And I instantly knew.
I had a
like,
beard.
Oh.
I had a full beard in high school. Totally. Yeah.
I know you did.
Yeah. Back at Göbekli High.
Yeah. Yeah. So
our,
cool.
Our
though
team's name was the Potbellies.
And that Göbekli figure is actually on
Pregnant
on
Hills.
Yeah.
It's on multiple pillars. So it's pretty cool.
That's weird. I did not see that one. Here, I want to show you guys something. Because I've said
comparing it to
I
them
wanted to, this is one of the things I wanted to ask Randall. Ooh, look at that. Okay. Yeah, there was a lot of the they look like the goons from Popeye, right? So long nose,
yeah.
Big
yeah
eyes, and they pointed that out. Multiple people pointed this out that they that there's this, there's the Erfaman, right? There is I can't pronounce it. It's in South East Asia. It's Sessuili or some shit like that. I can't name it. There's the stone statues that Graham found that have the same, they have the same fucking face. And they also have the arms that are usually going towards the belt. In some cases, they're holding a giant boner. And in some cases, it's just going to their belt buckle. But it's yeah the arms and the Moai at Easter Island have this too. They showed that again. There's just no fucking way that independently four separate cultures at supposedly spread, you know, by thousands of years, just came up with the same looking face.
Yeah. Thousands of years and thousands of miles
from Göbekli Tepe. It's aliens. Shit. Who knows?
Kilroy. It's Kilroy.
So one of the things I wanted to ask Randall was, dude, you need somebody, some CGI artist. Now you can just do it with AI to give us a visual representation of the flood, of the floods over Montana and Washington that created, you know, the Scablands. I want to see that 1,000-foot wall of water that he's talking about,
just
and like how fucking crazy it is. So I found this randomly on Twitter, and it's basically it's from near St. Nicholas Canton du Valais in Switzerland, and it's basically a flow from a river, an overflow from a river. It's just like a dam. There was too much rain. But look at this. Hang on. Let me get you the link, and I'll put it in the private chat. Look what this looks like. And this is just a little one.
It.
This is just a little one.
That's a lot of boulders.
Yep.
God dang.
So imagine that.
I would not be standing there.
No.
Yeah. What are you on? Are they on a bridge? On a bridge? No way. Bridge, yeah. Get off that bridge, dude.
No. You wouldn't catch me standing there. Yeah, I'd see that and be running off the bridge.
So imagine that. A 1,000 feet high coming at you. Been carving out basalt.
It's just rocks and debris and freaking megaliths and alien ships and just everything. Just a grinder going across the earth. Just think shit's going to be lasting after that.
No.
Anything that we built gone. If that happened.
Yeah. So like
icebergs and stuff.
It'd be great. They kind of did it in ancient apocalypse, but like, that was the first thing. It's like, dude, I'll help you find somebody to visually recreate what you have described. But like, they'd have to sit down with Randall and it'd be hours. But, you know, like describing just the flood and what it looks like and how devastating it was. And I think that would help get your message out more. If you show that, you know, by orders of magnitude bigger. There you go.
And call it orders of magnitude.
Call it orders of magnitude. How we died before.
It's a great phrase.
It is.
Well, I hear him saying
now. Like, I know Randall. Randall is more of the impact theory. At least that's what it seems. Now
he
has alluded to the fact that he knows about the whole SIDAR or solar induced dark age or something along those lines. I don't remember exactly what Robert Schott calls it, but you know, Ben's idea of this micronova. If what they're saying about the micronova is true, then and metals would melt because of how like this flash from the sun and our magnetic energy of the earth weakening enough that when we get hit by it, it just blows all our metal away, essentially. And then that wave comes through. Like, what's going to survive? Probably nothing.
Yeah, probably nothing. No.
But okay, I do want to ask at the end of Randall's, there was a Q&A. Randall talked for a long time, but someone asked him about the moon. And in fact, multiple people asked him about the moon. Were you guys sitting in the room?
No, I had to leave for House of the Dragon. So
we were sent out for a stream.
Yeah.
So he was asked about the moon, and I was laughing. I actually wrote in our Discord. I just started like typing because I was cracking up because Randall goes, now, why would you think that I care about the moon at all? Right. That was his response. Like, are you going to make a video on the moon? And Randall's like, why would you think I care about the moon at all? But on that note, yes, I am going to make a video soon. And I was like, wait a minute.
Wait.
Like, what do you mean? Like, what? And then the next person was like, yeah, I was going to ask you about the moon too. Like, you know, there's what do you think the moon is? And he was like, I can't, I'm not at liberty to say anything yet. So, and I'm like, wait a minute, what do you know about the moon, Randall?
So that's supposed to make.
So some of the old lore, if you've been listening to Randall,
something.
He's been promising this moon thing forever. And the Snake Bros mentioned at the show, ask Randall about the moon. So
Shout out to the Snake Bros. Okay. They had a great talk too. I forgot about them.
They're trying to get him to fucking talk because he's teased it. And dude, that will be his best podcast. I want to hear about all the weirdness of the moon. What he thinks. Randall. Let's fucking go.
Please, Randall. I want to hear about the moon.
All right. Totally off topic, but you know what the hell? That's our show.
Yeah.
Here's that Jerusalem UFO. Stuff just popped it in there. I spend way too much time like with my hashtag UFO UFO Twitter and X Twitter or X UFO.
I also want to talk about Dribble before we get into super chats.
Oh, and then before we that'll
we
be our
we gotta we gotta talk about that.
Dribble.
Yeah, so we'll get to him right after this.
Anyway.
This won't take long. So we start out with one shot. That is Jerusalem, right? So you see the UFO coming down on the right there. You see it coming down right there. Here comes the other one.
A different perspective, different video.
You get more. Hang on.
Of the same yeah. object. Okay.
So there's the object floating.
Whoa.
What the heck?
Wait for it.
This is what we need. People taking cameras from different angles.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
What the hell could that be?
There's like other lights up here too.
Yeah.
What the
frick?
Crazy.
It's nice that they were able to like stitch all these together.
Yes.
I want to see that flash and it fly up again. I need to see that again.
It flashes, it waits a second, and then it goes up.
Yeah. Like it's like right in the middle.
Like it took a picture.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, chat. It wasn't over the Temple Mount, right?
That'd be wild if it was.
That'd be fucking wild.
Whoa!
Boom. It just took a picture. It was scanning. Maybe there's another ship there. Maybe that's what's under the Temple Mound. Maybe there's another ship. You never know. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's just as crazy going on a debate with Joe Rogan against Graham Hancock with bad information, with fucking false information. That's fucking crazy too.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry I didn't fully check out all the information I brought. That's my mistake, but I do trust me.
No, you're not doing the full impression. Do the full impression. There you go.
I need the sleeves. So Luke did this. He was like, I'm wearing my dad's coat. I don't want to look at you. I'm not going to look at you.
I'm staring in the eyes.
And dibble.
We have lots of information.
It's dribble.
Oh, it is dribble?
The Sahara Desert?
It's dibble officially, but it's dribble up here.
We have lots dribble. Of LIDAR from the Sahara Desert and the jungles. How much? 1%, but that's a lot. Okay.
You guys don't understand how much 1% is. it's a lot.
It's fucking. So some of the data. So it was specifically about this. Okay. For one, his debunking was the smelting of metals, which maybe this old civilization didn't do that. If they did. He said, well, there's no record at all in the ice cores of smelting lead or whatever the fuck they do. And
he shows a graph.
He shows a graph.
And that graph turns out only showed the past 1,000 years. This guy is great. D-dunking.
So shout out
to D-dunking.
Shout out to D-dunking. Go watch this video in full, please.
Yeah.
Go give him a sub. Got to give him his proper
During
credit.
During the debate on the Joe Rogan Experience between archaeologist Flint Dibble and author Graham Hancock.
We're just going to play a little bit
Flint
of this.
Flint misled Graham, Joe, and the 5+ million people that have seen it so far numerous times. This is ironic, since Flint claims that he participated in the debate in order to challenge misinformation about history, to deliver real facts, and to feed the audience a truth sandwich.
What does he show it? I want to jump to it.
Yeah.
Wait, truth sandwiches. Aren't those where you have lies in between the truth? Is that what a truth sandwich is?
I think sandwich is when your wife brings you a sandwich. It's the truth, man.
That's the truth right there, dog.
Sorry.
Oh, Elon, fix your video platform.
Jesus. Come on, Elon. I know you responded to one of my tweets, so now we're really good friends.
Now we're friends.
Nice. This last one that I just posted is basically what we were just mentioning. Graham takes a clip out of that, and it's talking about the ice cores.
Yes.
And how he actually doesn't represent all of them. And you could see actually Flint and him go at it in the comments.
Oh, here.
Yeah. Oh, so him and Graham go back and forth in the comments. And
I want
so
round
funny.
Two. Let's go, Joe.
Dude,
come on, make
it's
it
so,
happen.
It's so ding, funny. Ding. And if you're following it, it's just like Graham is just constantly asking the same thing again. And he's just like, oh, you know, I cited the source, blah, blah, blah. I did this. I responded, you know. I already answered this. We already had this conversation. It's like, oh my God. Yeah, but you lied, dog. You lied about the data. Like, he's still not actually
you spread misinformation.
Yeah.
Mr. Dibble.
Mr. Flint
Dibble.
Watching Graham nuke him from orbit on Twitter has been fantastic.
It was interesting because I was talking to people about this debate. Some people came out saying that Graham looked bad, and I was like,
I
think Graham Graham was definitely a little heated in some but necessarily.
I think he was absolutely
at some point, but he came out looking like the cool headed in the room. He was sitting there. Dibble was the one that was like stressing about and then like side laughing about things and being very like facetious about stuff. He looked way worse than Graham. Graham is just unnerved because this is a guy that called him racist, which I feel like is you might want to be a little upset with somebody that like that.
Especially somebody from Graham's world, right? So he doesn't deal with the bullshit we do. I mean, somebody says that to us, we're like, ha ha. So,
right.
You know, whatever. Fucking who cares? But it's probably bothersome to somebody who's been getting so much shit, and then That's the argument you pull out with Ancient Apocalypse, is you call him a racist and then denies it forever until they fucking pin him down. So we've already presented that Dibble is a dibbler. He's disingenuous. He fucking lies. And you can get away with that shit when you're insulated in your fucking university with your tenure, where you're never going to get fucking fired and you're
not getting questioned.
You're lording over a bunch of kids.
Nobody's telling you to wear clothes that fit.
Nobody's telling you to wear clothes that fit. You got your fucking academic face. And and you love your power over kids. But when you get in the real fucking world and you have to debate somebody who's actually traveled the world, scuba dived, climbed on pyramids, been fucking everywhere, he got his ass whooped. He got his ass whooped.
Yeah.
Where Graham got too heated because he still would have won was the debate with Michael Shermer. That Graham let his emotions get away from that, and
definitely more hated for sure.
Defeated himself, but you're like, Graham's an emotional guy. Okay, he just is. He's
the facts were behind Graham the whole time.
Yes.
And at no point did Dibble actually present anything that he went off on this other tangent about wheat. Like, why?
Oh,
just because that's what you're into and that's what you study. Cool.
Yeah, wheat seeds or something along those lines, right?
What are you? Okay. So, yeah, it was just embarrassing for him.
Yeah, like maybe they're not smelting metal because they're melting the rock down and turning it into some form of cement or something. You know, right. Like I just, or they're levitating it. Who knows?
And then to completely deny that you called him racist, that wasn't me. I didn't say that. Yeah, you did.
But they're like, well, literally. It's funny you mentioned
that. It's funny you mentioned that because he actually had a pre-scheduled paper that was meant to come out that same day that he did the Joe Rogan interview. And in that interview, if you guys have watched it, he proclaims loudly and proudly, I did not say that Graham promotes white supremacy. He's saying that the history that he's teaching is, I don't remember his roundabout way of saying that he didn't say it, but he did say it.
It's guilty by association. So because the Nazis had a whole thing where they thought that Atlantis was the source of the Aryan race and all this shit. Just because they had that theory.
It predates the Nazis too.
It does. It does. So like just to say the Nazis had a thought, the Nazis also drank water. Flint.
Breathe air.
Watch out if you've ever drinking water or breathed air, because that must mean you're racist.
VWs. A lot of academics drive VWs, by the way.
So in the paper that he had, it was the exact opposite. He actually argues in this paper, it's called Why I Talked to Sooty Archaeologist Graham Hancock on Joe Rogan. So this is, it was the arranged article that he had pre-written. It says... Real archaeology. This is a quote from it, right? Real archaeology inoculates people against the online and in-person racists who take Hancock's polished presentation of mysterious civilization and twist it into overt white supremacy. Literally saying that Hancock's work is being used to promote white supremacy.
Unsolicited advice. Don't get yourself in debt that'll get waved away and paid for by the taxpayer to send your kids to become more retarded and hate you. Don't fucking send them to university. It's a poisoned well. Send them to trade school. Shit, you work on an air conditioner here in fucking San Antonio. You're making more money than a fucking doctor. Okay,
you're set.
You're set for fucking life.
And you're always needed.
And you're always needed.
Always. Heat and air. I worked heat and air for a while. I know the deal.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. So Flint Dibble is just pushing that plumbing, academic. Though. Fucking comedy gobbledygook. That's what he's fucking pushing. And they're
that
trying
nails
to,
it.
And they try to equate it all every fucking time to white supremacy. For one, Graham never said he was an archaeologist. He's a reporter. Correct. And nobody's ever said like if there was an Atlantis, I highly doubt they were white. Highly doubt they were white.
Right.
And it doesn't fucking matter. Shouldn't fucking matter.
Who fucking cares?
Who gives a crap?
I want to know what their technology was. What does their skin color have anything to do with it? Who cares?
You're the one thinking about this. It's ridiculous.
Stupid. Yeah, it's crazy.
Ridiculous. But he's one of the loud ones. It's like, I'm sure there's tons of other ones that are quietly working in their little field and they're excavating stuff and working their stuff. They're not talking like Flint is. They're not doing all this stuff. I wish there was more people that were level-headed and would just go, oh, maybe I don't agree with that, but let's look into it. And maybe you could be right on some things. Like, I want that energy. We need to get that energy going. Like, I like the fact that Graham went and talked to Hari Awas or whatever his first name is.
Zahi.
Yeah. And they're like, mending the fence so he could go back and film some more stuff and study. So like, please do that more.
God, dude,
more.
Speaking of Egypt, Ben has some crazy shit planned for his next trip.
Well, yeah. He was talking about
if you're interested in that, save up your money. It's early next year. He's going to get more, because he's buddies with Yusuf, right? Who gets special access. And Egypt,
I can't wait to meet him.
Egypt is opened up. They're starting to open up things they haven't opened up before. They like the Sphinx Temple. That was something nobody could ever get in. They're able to get into that stuff now. And Ben's developed a pretty good relationship with them, so he gets access to a lot of stuff. All these guys run tours to help fund the research, right? That's pretty much how they're funded. But they put on like really good tours and conferences. Same with Hugh Newman. And Megalithomania, you'd be fine going on any of those. I don't know if the slots are full for Peru. We're going with Michael.
It might be
full. Like four left.
There's four left. Yeah, it's a very affordable trip, but I can't fucking wait to go. Like I'm even gonna brave being in three goddamn planes on my way home.
Wow.
No, I will straight down. I will straight up turn down a trip if I have to get in two planes. Like that's usually my
deal. Three.
We have to find a direct flight. You just can't. So no, the stuff coming from Egypt, Ben, like, again, go back to Ben's last video. It's about an hour long. We covered it a bit, but he talks about erosion, and it's great. It's a banger. It's really well done. And Ben hung out with him for a good long time. One of us.
Ben, come back on the show. You're fantastic.
Oh, he will. We did a nice long interview. We'll get him back on. He's a busy guy.
Yeah, of course.
But it was great having dinner with him, chilling out. You guys missed that. You left.
Yeah, I had to get on the road.
An X-ray girl left. We all got we went to the Italian restaurant. We all with George, and George was having a good time. See, that's the kid. A lot of people putting on events are stressed out all the time because George was doing all that and partying at the same time. That is a skill.
Yeah.
That not many people have. Okay.
He was running around.
And it was.
And he was energetic too. Super happy.
And he's entertained. Like, this conference is supposed to, it's like one of the more fun conferences you'll go to. So next year they're doing UFO and ancient civilization. So 6 days, right? At the same place. Ooh, there's right. 3 days for UFO, 3 days. There might be some cross-pollinization there, but that's what we got coming up.
Leveling up.
Let's get to the soups. I'm looking at my time here. Okay. And a little less than 2 hours on the main channel, we'll be covering House of the Dragon episode 2.
Ooh.
It's good so far.
Hot D.
Something good to talk about. Let's go to Neil Horn for 1999. Neil Horn, not X-ray girl. Hail Forbidden Frontier. Gary, as I drive home from Cosmic Summit 2024, I wanted to remark that I saw X-ray girl working hard for the channel. She needs a raise. Alt account from X-ray girl, by the way. F's in the chat for X-ray girl's raise. Definitely X-ray girl's alt. Neil Horn. Sure. X-ray girl. Thank you for the 1999.
We did see Neil. He was there. Shook his hand. Yeah, cool.
I don't know. Do you think you need a raise, X-ray girl?
Yeah.
Yes. You're supposed to say yes.
Yeah, I got you.
Always yes.
Nice. It's not publicly.
Well, I mean, like paying you something as opposed to that not paying you anything is a raise.
Anything.
Hey, get 11 words?
Yes. We'll give you a level.
Oh, that's the raise I need.
I might give you a bonus word, a performance bonus word. Space Eel has donated $20 and said nothing. Thank you, Space Eel.
Hey. Don't assault me.
Don't assault me.
All of them tend to try and assault me.
WG has gifted 5 Nerdrotic Live memberships for $25. Hail WG, by the way. Hail WG.
Welcome,
Josh Kelsey has dropped 20 and just walks away. That's what he does.
Wow. All right.
We love Josh.
That's what he do.
B-Dog, 1988 for $10. Happy Father. Are these old? Are these from the last week?
They're from last week when we did the video premiere.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. So happy Father's Day, Adam. Happy birthday to Garrett's kid of this day. Stop slacking, Mark. Elon already said hi to you, baguette. Called him a baguette. That's terrible. Happy Father's Day, belated to all you dads out there. Mogwai guy for $10. Hail travelers. It was so great to finally meet you all last weekend at Cosmic Summit 2024. Next year, Adam, next year. I will do my best to help explain the thunderstorm generator in chat. Yeah, maybe you might want to send an email on that one because
good luck.
I have not seen anyone explain it succinctly. Like, give me the elevator pitch on the thunderstorm generator. That's what I need. Alchemical science. Alchemical science, like alchemy.
He was there.
Yeah. explains it well. Yes, he was.
Yes, I've watched that video like three times. And he did another video that's supposed to be easier to consume. And it is also like, my brain hurts. It's like, I kind of get it. But then I don't get it.
I kind of get it. Logan Miller for $9.99. I fucking love this show. Thank you. And thank you for those who watched our pre-recorded. We're going to have to do that sometimes when we travel, but we promise we won't like skip a show now. We're just going to do a pre-recorded something at the very least. Preferences to do it live. Flavor for $5. Oh, God, the acolyte is true. The universe was spawned by space sperm. No, that would not be true for the acolyte because that's a man involved.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
No panspermia.
A very giant man.
Yes, Josh Kelsey has dropped another 10. Thank you, Josh. Jackson Kegel, because it's 1G, right? I'm trying to
Kegels.
Remember.
There's Kegel? An S in there.
There is? Okay. $5. Hail, I'm late. RK kept talking. Yeah, Ryan never shuts the fuck up.
He's still talking.
No, Crypto Kev for $10. Happy Father's Day. Belated. Please accept these membership gifts as a bribe for to interview Dr. Heather Lynn on your channel. We'll write it down, right, X-Ray Girl? Right. Happy anniversary to Batman 1989. Oh, J.S. Pena for $1.99. I remember last week it was how long? God, 40 years? No, 35 years? It was an anniversary. 35 years, right?
For what? Batman?
Batman 1989. Is it 35 years ago?
That sounds right.
40 years? No. 40 years.
No, 35.
Yeah, 35.
Yeah.
No, I'm 84, so.
Yeah.
89.
I remember going to see it opening day. I remember leading up. Damn near everyone had a Batman shirt on wherever you went. It was crazy. The lead up was crazy. Alec Baldwin's finger, who never misses, for 50. I'm booked for Peru trip. I've always wanted to visit South America. I can't wait.
Heck cool. Yeah, dude.
What a time.
All right. And thank you. We'll see you there. That's going to be fun, man. Goblin Dipshit for $10. Finally get to catch this live. Hail the chat, fellow travelers, and pineapple on pizza. Hell yeah. Oh, my God. That sounds good.
And I was with you the whole time until that last part.
The Singing Tigs for $10 in 37 Mercedes-Benz hit 268 miles per hour on the Autobahn. Older Volkswagen diesels can get 60 plus miles per gallon. Government fake climate agenda and oil won't allow real progress. The transition needs to be slow to maintain power. Hail. Yeah. And they are doing that. You're seeing gas mileage like increase. We have this, what do we have, Garrett? We have our little Chevy Trailblazer. It's a three-cylinder turbocharged. I think it's crazy gas mileage. It's fucking insane. And it's fast. So it's like you've always had this, and you're just rolling it out slowly because you have the – like still, an electric car is not going to compete on – like you can't do your road trips with those things. Like even if you do – you're in your Tesla. You're driving across country. You got to sit your ass for how long to get charged?
It's like hours, isn't it?
I think there's a fast charger that does it a little faster. It's been a minute since
there's superchargers.
Yeah, but it still takes a while.
You got to fix that.
Now, to be fair, if we go to Bucky's, we're spending a half an hour at the gas station because it's not just a gas station. It's
Bucky's. You have to. It's part of the trek.
Yeah,
like we went to the biggest Bucky's in the world. Did and it was fucking big.
Where's that one?
It's up north of me, 30 miles, 40 miles.
Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think I've been to that one.
I forgot what town, but yeah, they just built a bigger Bucky's next to a Bucky's, and it's the size of an HEB grocery store.
Nice.
It's a gas
Bucky's takeover.
Gas station. Wow.
Well, it's a gas station that you can get like really good food in. You can shop.
Yeah, you can buy furniture there and stuff.
It's cleanest fucking bathrooms you'll ever see. You know.
Yeah, it's like Chick-fil-A bathroom, Bucky's bathroom. They're like right here.
Yep. BJ315 for $5. How a four-stroke combustion engine works. Suck, squeeze, bang, blow.
Exactly. See? Succinct.
Succinct. Exactly. Salty Drenger for $5. Perhaps the WEF know what is going to happen, and they're not just covering up what's to come, but saving it for after the cataclysm. There's always been a conspiracy theory out there that the elite have been digging tunnels and buying property, and which they have been doing, by the way. There's been a lot of tunnels dug. There's been a lot of elites buying property. Yeah. The thing is,
places that are non-flood zones.
Non-flood zone.
If the Earth does shift and the oceans do change what North America looks like, specifically North America, is because I've seen this map of what it would look like after the shift, and then cross compared to where all the land they're buying, and it's all of the land that is above the waterline is what they're buying. It's like, how do they know this shit? What do they do? What do they know? Yeah.
Abiger Traveler says, what wiped out the ancient civilization of Old Valeria? Well, we don't know. Maybe it was their practice of dark magic. Maybe it was all the volcanoes just magically went off at the same and erupted at the same time. We don't know. We don't know the nature of that cataclysm. Maybe the show will answer it someday. But they think it might have been the Faceless Men. Where they were formed, the early version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. Forest through the trees for $20. Hi, Gary. I tuned in. Thank you, X-Ray Girl.
You're welcome.
Did you all see and discuss the Valuetainment video that covered Eisenhower as the alien ambassador? Interesting video. Pyramids are also discussed. Is that Billy Carson? Was that the Billy Carson one? We'll have Billy Carson on the show. I'd be open to talking, though. I have not seen the video, though. I know Billy Carson was on Joe Rogan and on Valuetainment.
Yeah, he did a little bit of a rounds for promoting himself.
Yes, he did. Has he got a book out? Probably got a book out.
He's a confident speaker. I'll give him that.
Dude, yes, he is. Mogwai guy for $5. There was a new discovery found in Turkey recently. Some tablets they found translated to Hokta. Spit on that thing. What does that all mean? I'm not really sure. We saw a meme get born, though. We did.
Yeah.
A little bit too much. I mean, I was
funny. You don't know what it means? You haven't seen the actual video?
I've seen the video, original? Yes.
Okay.
More times than I needed. I think it's already a dead meme, personally.
I agree. So, I agree with that.
I think it's a meme that was born and died, you know, really fast.
In one day.
I don't know if you could, like, you're going to have to have specialized memes, because I think, like, a meme's life would last longer before. And yeah, like, that burned out quick. I was done with it in the first day, personally, because everybody fucking retweeted it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dylan Mulvaney.
I'm glad fucking that
everybody was. Thank God, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Just got back and I heard Dylan Mulvaney.
Yeah.
Ugh. You didn't miss anything.
Oh, good. Good.
Justin Martin for $10. Not even on topic, but listening to your AA stream. Oh, cool. Gary, have you ever thought about doing a collaboration with Joe or After Prison Show? You can make prison pizzas and swoles. I love the After Prison Show. I would talk to that guy. Sure. We could talk about, like, how we, not prison pizza, but prison spreads. Like, that's what we, that was our.
Is that our how you team. Open a prison wallet or?
No.
What's the spreading?
A spread is a food. It's a meal.
Oh, I'm sure. Wrong, that's how man. They look
Come on,
at
that
it.
Was, that was wrong. Funny. Come on. No, I thought it was, no, all right.
Spreading the prison wallet. No, a spread. That's what it was called. I didn't name it.
So like tortilla, something on.
So something on a tortilla. So what you do is you get your ramen noodles and you get whatever you can out of the kitchen. Fucking bologna, whatever leftover steak, whatever pork chops or Salisbury steak or whatever. And then maybe somebody like has a visitor where they bring in some carne asada or whatever, but you mix in everything and you cut it all up. You cut up your vegetables that you steal from the kitchen and you mix it in with ramen noodles, right? And you make a big fucking pot of it and you throw in as much peppers and hot sauce to make it as hot as fuck. And then you put this carb fucking filled thing with some meat in a tortilla and then you eat it. And it's fucking great. It's great.
relatively great.
Well, yeah. I mean, like when you're in prison, you're eating fucking prison okay. food. It's fucking
that's
great.
That's the highlight.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. Because we're able to cook shit. So how do you get the water hot? Well, you either get if you're in like minimum security, the cook could probably go in there and just boil the water, or you get a bunch of stingers and you put, So a stinger, you know what a stinger is? It's a piece of metal that you put into a plastic cup and it boils the water. You just plug it in. It's a piece of metal that's electrocuting the fucking water and it boils. Right.
Okay.
So you have to put multiple stingers in the pot. Right. And it boils the water.
Ingenuity.
All right.
Ingenuity. Prison ingenuity. Gets a little crazy. Well, there you go. There's your answer. Ben Frail for $5 Australian. The Pharaoh exhibition from the British Museum in Melbourne's National Gallery of Victoria is amazing. Everyone should buy a ticket. Well, if we were at the British Museum, they stole some good shit. They did.
Yeah.
Toilet Bug, welcome as a traveler. Hello. Southeastern Kaiju for $5. Hotter than fire that burns a mountaintop fortress made of stone, full of lesbian witches. That's hot. That's right. Maybe it was just the lesbian witches all along.
Yeah. All that's friction.
Reductive. That's a reductive. Lot of friction.
That's reductive, yet true. Andrew Matthews for £2 proper money. Can you get Johanna James on, please? Sure. Her channel is great. Her channel is great. Mark Demshock for $2. Mile wide lightning made by Enel's Goro Goro Devil Fruit. Oh, Devil Fruit. I got a dude. I got this one piece. It's like Japanese Legos today. You saw the picture in the Discord.
Okay. Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't one piece, it's 1,500 pieces. But it's fucking like I saw that. I'm like, I gotta get that. So now there's three things X-Ray Girl has to come down and come back and put together.
She's so frozen.
She is so frozen.
Wow.
Melodic Method for $5. IR ceiling cap blocking the lasers and watching you get Zorbood. What's IRs? What's IRs?
I'm not sure about that one.
Infrared?
Infrared, maybe.
What did he say? IR block?
It's IR apostrophe S. Yeah, yeah.
Infrared.
What was that?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is it? I'm going robotic?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, heavily, yeah.
Sean Awesome, 77 for $2. All these lasers going to get us killed by super cats. That's right. I know. Super cats are going to come. You know, or Disney Star Wars fans, because they are the ones who are probably easily entertained by lasers being pointed somewhere. So
it's red.
Thunderstorm. It's red. He Vadered.
He Vadered.
Has anybody seen Dan Aykroyd talking about his Men in Black encounter? Yes, I have. We'd fucking love to have Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, he can
push his vodka or whatever.
I want to buy it. I've had it once. It's pretty good.
Andrew Matthews for £2. Look up an induction forge for melting metal. All right.
Yeah, I know induction for it.
Dineska for €5. X-Ray Girl, can you please do the Hawktaw meme, please?
Shame on you.
No.
There you go. Forest Through the Trees for $5. Also, Gary, have you had a chance to check out my email? Not yet. I haven't checked anybody's email.
Man.
We got back. I did a video, and then I was supposed to watch some Doctor Who stuff, and I ended up saying fuck that. I watched the finale. It was terrible. It was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And watched Yellowstone and did nothing, and then went to a Comic-Con today.
Cool.
Being kind of lazy. No, I wasn't lazy. Nice. I just didn't want to watch Doctor Who again. I'm gonna. John Kennedy is a travel hail. Challenger astronaut still alive? No. That was out there for a while. Was it the I think it was the Challenger.
Yeah, somebody was telling me about that.
Yeah, there's a whole thing where like
conspiracy on it.
There's a conspiracy on it, but I think a couple of them were
never heard that before.
Twins or something, or had brothers that look alike, or I've
which is not unheard of with astronauts.
You're gonna have to forgive me. No, not really. You're gonna have to forgive me, but yeah, it's been like 10 years since I went down that rabbit hole. So I've slept since then. A Baron von Tossington has become a traveler. Hail. Hail.
Welcome.
We have many kinds of nuc plants in France, but are nuclear plants. Why does it say nuc plants?
Plants.
Nuclear plants in France. Say that 10 times fast.
Oh, man.
Nuclear plants in France.
I messed up the first time.
But our politicians and window liquor elites in the EU don't want them since the 80s. They want windmills, et cetera, instead. That don't work at all.
It don't work.
Don't fucking work. It's all for show.
Yeah, it is. No, it's for money. It's using your money to fund their shit.
It's all.
Why don't you use our money? If you're going to use our money to fund stuff that works. Can you do that?
Beyond Skinwalker Ranch has been better, says Brian McCann on A Traveler. That's we're going to wrap up. We're wrapped up, right, X-Ray Girl?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. It's like, where are you? What state?
I'm in Orlando.
Okay.
Florida.
Oh,
she's riding Hagrid.
Did you ride Hagrid?
It took too long to get to Hagrid. It was like 75 minutes. So
there's a train running on him.
Yeah. Yeah, so many people just want to go and ride him.
There's a Hagrid ride. You can go ride Hagrid.
He's busy. He's a busy boy.
He's busy. Right.
Yeah, okay.
I've ridden
Hagrid. Running almost 24/7. Gary wants to ride Hagrid.
I do.
It's all right. I've had better.
Why are you gay?
I've had better. You are gay. You are gay.
I just, you are gay myself.
You did. You did.
You hit the button and you realize, like, oh, damn.
You ugly.
Fantastic.
Good God, Garrett. All right. So next week we'll have a topic aside from Skinwalker Ranch. We'll have a topic. So I want you guys to start the book. This is your homework. This is everybody's homework. Everybody's fucking homework.
Which book?
Okay. Which book?
Magician of the Gods.
Michael Cremo. It's on Audible. All right. Michael Cremo's Forbidden Archaeology. It's kind of the namesake for this show. So it's an old book. It's a book that's been around for many, 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 many years. I heard him on Art Bell you know what? If you don't want to do that, you can find, you in the chat could probably find it here on YouTube. You guys can go look through what I sent you and find the Michael Cremo episode with Art Bell.
It's only 2 hours.
Dude,
that's not long at all.
It's an abridged form.
Oh, it is.
The book is fucking huge. It's huge. I highly recommend you get the book. What he does is, so Michael Cremo is, I think he was like partially raised in India. So he's, what's the name of your religion in India? I'm sorry.
Hindu.
And all the ancient Indian texts, he's really into that. And he's one of the proponents, like he thinks society goes, like, he thinks humans go back like a million years.
Wow.
A million years. Not just.
And who knows?
Yeah.
So he's saying they go back a million years. He's saying a lot of the ancient Indian texts were fucking real, that there was like wars and flying machines and all kinds of shit. But he also does the forbidden, like the out of place artifact. So he does a whole breakdown of this, and this book is fucking long. So you're getting the short version, and it's fine to listen to the short version. You get
Art Bell interview with him.
You get the Art Bell interview, or you go to Audible and you get Forbidden Archaeology by Michael Cremo. There's also talks. He did a talk at Google. Like Google had him in and do a talk. And let him go. So
cool.
probably has something to do with the CEO of Alphabet being from India, right? So that would be my guess. And he's very sympathetic, but I think their culture is way older too. I think the Indus culture is fucking fascinating. I think everything about it's crazy. And we should, you know, it's our Western academia that just, you know, it's weird how woke professors are, right? How fucking crazy leftist woke they are, but they still like act like the academics from like the 1800s. They still see certain countries as savages, even though
that is funny though.
They just call, instead of savages, they say marginalized now. That's what they say. It's the same thing.
They don't know how to use computers. They can't get IDs. They aren't smart enough. They've never seen it.
We're going to respect their culture, except for all of their ancient script that goes thousands of years before ours. And we're just going to say, that's bullshit. It's all myth. When they're saying, no, it's not. It's not fucking myth. You know, you don't know anything, you marginalized person. You're marginalized. You don't have Western education. You don't have our approved education. See, you see how this works? Keeping you on the plantation. See how that works? That's how it fucking works. All right, Adam, what do you got coming up?
Well, I got my daily show back. It's been it's been great. I was off on Thursday and Friday because it was midsummer. I was visiting the in-laws. Beautiful, beautiful weekend, though. Really sunny and nice. Made a lot of cherry pie. I had 12 pounds of cherries. For my cherry tree. It was great. I got my red currants coming in. I've got cloudberries coming in. I got strawberries coming in. I got so much fruit to like pick and do something with. So I'm going to be doing that. But yeah, the Daily Show on the Krugler Show. Come check it out. Tomorrow I got Bass App Monday with the Bass App boys. And then the rest of the week and Friday Night Jams is back. And that's a lot of fun. And yeah, check out the channel. Thank you.
Awesome. Garrett.
I have tomorrow after Bass App. I'll finally be back, hang out with those boys. After that, I'm starting my Resident Evil 2 playthrough on my channel, so come check out my channel where we play games and have fun. And then Normal World Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with Dave Landau and Angela and guests. So come check it out.
You're not going to do Fallout 2?
That's after.
No,
I'm
after.
Leapfrogging them.
Okay, back and forth. I see.
I don't want to get burned out in the same type of game, you know?
Mm. Yeah. I got you.
Gary. I as a gamer understand.
Yeah. You don't want to play the games too much, man. You know.
Yeah. You know.
That's been my philosophy all along. You know, get through about 2% of a game, wait about 3 or 4 months, get back to it, you know.
Just enough time to want to go back
into the house and then pause the game for another 3 months. Yeah.
Right before you have to look for the door.
I can't even remember where did we leave off, X-Ray Girl? I can't
the horses.
Remember.
What's the horse?
You're trying to kill the horse?
The baby. No, he's rescuing the horses from the barn that were on the
first
fire.
He's still playing Witcher 3?
He's still playing the first mission of Witcher 3.
Yeah. He found the baby and he brought the baby back from what I remember. And then that was it. I
almost killed the baby. I almost had to fight him.
Wow. I almost killed my fucking horse.
It just sounded like a Democrat.
Several times. He used Igme on the force a lot. The horse a lot, not the force.
The horse.
You should use it on the force too. That thread.
The horse is a horse, a force, a force. What do you got coming up, X-Ray Girl?
I'm going to be going live probably from the parks or something and stuff on the channel, you know.
Cool.
Stuff and things. Yeah.
Cool
story, bro.
Cool.
Thank you. Too many
extra girls on her American adventure.
We're still
coming to an end soon.
Yeah. God, you've been here long enough. You're like illegal.
I don't want to go back, but I want to go
back to that lame guy.
Hey, you might as well stay. You'll get a green card. You'll get
no way to talk about Mark.
Oh my God.
I'm talking in the technical sense.
Wow.
I thought you were talking about Trudeau. You really were talking about Mark.
I was.
You son of a bitch. All right. House of the Dragon, hour and a half on the main channel.
Coming soon.
It's a 72-minute episode. So as soon as it's done, we'll jump on.
Yeah, wow, 72 cool. minutes?
72 minutes.
God damn.
Not 27 minutes.
Yeah.
It's what? Inverted. 24. It's inverted it from really the last is. Acolyte episode.
Dude, it so, really is. Holy crap.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that. But yeah, forbidden archaeology. Forbidden out of place technology.
Michael Cremo.
Michael Cremo. We're going to go over that. Cool. That's fun stuff. It's fun stuff.
Very excited.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you have time, yeah, try to find some of his talks here on YouTube. Some of his recent stuff. He's actually been on, if you have Gaia on Ancient Civilizations, Ben was on season 5. Michael Cremo's in season 1 and 2. So, and he talks about some of that stuff. An OG. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you to the Modrotics. Thanks to everyone who left Super Chat and donation. Next week, start on Rumble. I'm going to just say it.
It's all
Sabrina.
Oh, it's too late.
On Rumble.
We're going to let you know here.
We'll wait, are we going to be
community
on
and let you know?
A Forbidden Frontier channel or
Nerdrotic?
It's going to be Nerdrotic. And then like, I'll like, we'll see. I mean, it's kind of a good idea to separate the channel, but right now we're just going to keep it on Nerdrotic because it's, and look at that as like a hub. Right.
Yeah. But a 1,000 more subscribers and this is going Forbidden Frontier.
This is going Forbidden Frontier. This will get the clips and videos. So the clips and videos will be coming here and bonus content. But like if we get, for example, an interview with Randall, that's going on Nerdrotic. That's going to go on the main channel.
Mainline.
Right. And we probably dual stream it. But that it'll be on a different day. Like that would be its own special thing. Right. That'd if we ever huge. Got Randall someday, or Graham Schock. Or Robert Schock or Richard Dolan or, you know, something like that. We go, I want the that most people cool possible to watch it, but, hey, awesome. Thanks everyone. Thanks to everyone who loves Super Chat donation and support us. And yes, we will be on that, that green app. I don't want to say it more than once, next week. Very excited about this. So until next time, see ya, travelers.
Nerdrotic.com.
Welcome, travelers, to the fringes of reality, where the strange and mysterious meet, and the thin veil between fact and fiction is torn. Welcome to the Forbidden Frontier.